It's the final day of racing for the tandems at the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome. It's Commonwealth Games 2026, and I'm back with Neil Fackey from Scotland. Neil, a gold-winning performance again today.
Yeah, that was a tough day at the office, I'm not going to lie. As I've said before, I've not been training full-time, and I've been, you know, getting training in and around work and parenting, and it kind of told today because we've got repeated sprints throughout the day, and I was just getting into quite a tough place where I thought my legs just aren't going to be there come the final. And Aaron and I said to each other beforehand, look, once we got to the gold medal write-off, it's going to be gold or silver, and either is going to be great, but we'll just give it our best.
I mean, today's race wasn't without drama up against Wales.
As I've mentioned, this was going to be my last ride, and of course you want it to be a memorable moment, but it was a little more memorable than many a race I've done, as we took got knocked off the bike and had a little slide along the track in the deciding race, which, wasn't part of the plan, I have to say.
If you're going to make this your last race, you know, a bit of drama and you still get a gold out of it as well, that must still be almost the icing on the cake for you as well, in front of a home crowd too. Well,
yeah, quite. And to be honest, before we got up after the crash, we were sat down ready to go again. Firstly, Aaron and I checked we were both okay and okay to ride. And then I just said to Aaron, look, the story's written here. We just need to finish it off. And we were both so full of adrenaline that I don't think there's any way anyone was going to beat us. Didn't matter what the legs were like. So fair play to the Welsh guys. They pushed us hard. But when you've got that home crowd, you've got that adrenaline, there was nothing stopping us today. It's unforgettable, to be honest. That's the only reason I really wanted to come back, was to be in front of that crowd again, because you can't replace that thrill with anything else in life. If anyone knows how, let me know. Any legal means, I'd love to know. But the roar that both Aaron and I let out after we crossed the line, like, was unexpected from ourselves, I think. But, you know, you just feel that emotion from the crowd, and you're living off it. So, yeah, incredible way to finish.
You started out, was it athletics or something, on that track before you kind of moved on to cycling?
It was a long time ago. You're taking me back a long time. But, yeah, I was a runner. And to be honest with you, I was never going to win medals as a runner. I made it to the Beijing Paralympics somehow by the skin of my teeth. And following that, I lost my funding. And looking back, it's the best thing that ever could have happened, because I found cycling. And I'm just feel so lucky to have found the thing that I'm good at, and I made the most of it. It's been a long, long career, and I look back with a lot of fondness. Ups and downs, of course, but there's been a lot of highs, so I've been an incredibly lucky man.
And your wife as well, former Paralympic rider too, and, you know, little one with you now. It's been quite a journey.
It certainly has, and I hope little Fraser does get involved in sport. I'm not going to push him to cycling, but with Laura's endurance background and my sprint background, he's either going to be the most incredible all-round athlete, or he's going to have my terrible endurance and Laura's terrible sprint ability and be no use at all. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I hope he does look back and can remember this with fondness and just think, although I'm visually impaired, there's a whole world out there of opportunities, and just crack on and make the most of it.
Well, Neil, listen, I know you've said that's you now. It's been a great career to finish off with a goal. You know, it is the cherry on the icing on the cake. So we absolutely wish you all the very best, and we always appreciate it when you come to chat to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.